the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, Governor Phil Murphy is announcing several new solar projects that he says will help New Jersey achieve its goal of reducing emissions by 80% by 2050. Murphy was joined by union leaders at the Eagles Solar 1 and 2 project in Berkeley Township to announce the, in Ocean County, that is, to announce the state's largest solar award to date, transforming contaminated sites into solar installations, helping to preserve the planet.
Right now, we're standing at a site that was once, as you all know better than I, a landfill, a location that in many ways reflects the carelessness with which previous generations have treated our planet.
Murphy also announced $156 million in EPA funding to bring solar energy into 22,000 low-income households. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. And a food pantry in Bradley Beach is looking for somewhere to go in light of constant disagreements with the church that hosts it. The Bradley Food Pantry is closing its doors as of May 17th. Executive Director Linda Curtis says they've been looking for the right new spot since last August.
We are also going to look for a turnkey temporary space. We would be very interested in some place that has some storage capacity and a big parking lot where we could pop up a tent, for instance.
The pantry is still running 3 days a week, Wednesday through Friday. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we in for more sun than clouds through the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
When traffic hits,
watch out of the parkway. There's a flipped over car.
Your source has you covered.
Crash investigation ongoing.
New Jersey 101.5.
Judy Franco here, inviting you to discover the finest kitchen appliances at Town Appliance with a premium selection including GE, Monogram, and Cafe. Town Appliance in Lakewood is your destination for quality. Experience the convenience of browsing online at townappliance.com, where a personal sales consultant is ready to assist you. Your dream kitchen appliances are waiting for you at Town Appliance. Visit them in store or online at townappliance.com.
Your afternoon drive is driven by sellyourcarnow.com. With 10 buying centers covering the state of New Jersey, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 303. Here is fast traffic.
Closure right now in 78. It's on the express lanes on the eastbound side right by the parkway. This is in Union. So, again, all lanes are blocked on the express lanes of 78 east coming into the parkway. Heads up for lots of delays starting to build. 24 still not too bad coming back into 78. 22, a lot of westbound traffic in Union. Over to the turnpike, the Westernsburg, very slow down to the car in the truck lanes. It has gotten better south near exit 11. And the traffic on Route 9 really jammed coming down through Old Bridge, passing by Route 34, then coming down to Route 18. 18 through East Brunswick, still lots of delays too. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, 45 minutes for the upper deck of the George Washington Bridge, 20 minutes for the lower level. Not bad of the Lincoln Tunnel, 10 minutes of the Holland. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Christina Stoffo, New Jersey Traffic South. Watch out for some leftover delays on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound leading into exit 5. We had construction. It's gone. Still a bit slow moving here, though. Also, southbound 295 between Route 30 and 42, you'll hit the brakes. And on 42 North, moving into College Drive exit 7, we had a crash there. That's cleared away. But northbound, we also have a crash being worked on right by exit 10A for Route 168. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey Traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Dominski and Doyle.
On any given day in New Jersey, where are the bad smells and where are the good smells?
Entertain Jersey weekdays from 2 to 7.
Good smells on the boardwalk. Bad smells 195 at 295.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.
It's Matt Latvia's 2 for 222 all month long until they're gone. Get two new Kias for $222, but only while supplies last. Get a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $111 per month lease with zero security deposits and just $39.95 due at signing. With a price like that, why not get two for $222? That's a brand new Kia Forte for $111 per month, or drive home two for $222. Even get 0% APR for 48 months or $7,500 cash back on any new 2024 Kia EV9. Plus, if you have a job clearing $450 per week, we want to get you approved today.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
With approved credit, APR, or cash back on 2024 EV9. Not all will qualify. Credit may affect down payments. Offers can't be combined. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details or 888-506-4132. Price includes all costs to be paid by consumer except for licensing, registration, and taxes through KMF. 24 months, $111 per month, 10,000 miles per year. Rebates and incentives to dealer expires 5/4/24. Matt Black Kia of Toms River. Find us on Route 37 just past Walmart and 6211 Black Horse Pike. Egg Harbor Township.
Hey, Bill Spadia here. I was talking to my friend Ron Urban from Advanced Solar the other day. It was kind of amazing. Listen, I thought he was just a solar guy, but in reality, he has been designing and building all kinds of buildings and doing energy efficiencies for more than 40 years. He's done amazing things across New Jersey. He does the drawings and everything else in between, which is a unique skill, saving his customers hundreds of thousands of dollars from architectural and engineering fees. Give him a call at 855-SUNNY, the number 4, the letter U, or visit Advanced Solar. NJ.com.
April is Donate Life Month. At RWJ Barnabas Health, they are transforming lives as the largest transplant program in the state and a top 10 in the nation. Transplanting kidneys, hearts, pancreas, lungs. For those awaiting transplants, an organ donation represents a second chance at life. Registering as an organ and tissue donor takes less than a minute. It can be done in several ways. RWJ Barnabas Health and New Jersey Sharing Network encourage you to visit your local motor vehicle agency or go online to registerme.org. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
When it comes to cancer, we all want to hear good news. And today, we have some. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report in the adult specialty category for cancer. We remain New Jersey's leading cancer program and the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/beatcancer.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The weekend is upon us, and yes, there are raindrops in the forecast, but we're only talking about spotty showers here, and a big warm-up kicks in for the second half of the weekend. Tonight's going to be chilly again with clear skies. We get those perfect conditions for low temperatures really bottoming out in the upper 30s on average tomorrow morning. You might catch some sun early tomorrow, then clouds fill in. High temperatures similar to today, around the 60-degree mark. Also watch for a few rain showers late day tomorrow. Sunday, partly sunny, and I can't rule out a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. We're warming up to around 70. For Monday, look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 80 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Clark, 65 degrees, Middletown, 56, Atlantic City, 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.